The Guardian.
I don't think any of us quite expected it to be the success that it has been. Not because we doubted anything or because we were unsure of exactly where we were going, but I think it was just we started out quite slowly, and even at that pace we were still quite happy, and suddenly it just gained momentum. And well, the key to it, I don't think anyone's quite sure. I think possibly the studio element definitely helps because it's a bit of fun. It's just off the back of the news. I think the time of the evening, people don't want anything that's too stressful. They've just watched the news, they've been to work all day and maybe getting the dinner ready or putting kids to bed. And it's that kind of nice time of the evening. Although I think historically it was a difficult time of the evening television-wise to get anyone to watch, so obviously we are doing something right. It's a kind of back to basics television in many ways.
Tell me what happened when you and Adrian first met.
That was over a year ago. I was brought over. I didn't really know Adrian. I know he'd work in Lunch and Apprentice and all of those things, but I hadn't really ever watched anything, and I'd never met him obviously before. So came over and the usual. We had like a 10-minute meeting, as he did, I think, with lots of people. I don't think I made much of an impression on him, and probably vice versa, to be honest. And that was it then. We didn't sort of, our paths didn't cross again then until I was brought over to start. I'd never been in the studio until the day they phoned me to come and do the show. So I got a call. Of course, Eileen had started on the programme, and she went into labour on that morning. I got a call. I was standing in Belfast City Airport at 11:10 in the morning, having flown back from Leeds or something. I'd been filming somewhere, standing in the airport, and got a call to say, we've booked you on a 1:30 flight for this afternoon. Can you come to London to fill in tonight? And initially I thought, no, I can't. I'm like, I'll just die of nerves. But thankfully I did. I wasn't going to do it, to be honest. I thought, I can't. This is just far too massive. But I just thought, no, okay, well, I'll go. If it goes horribly wrong, I'll just sneak back home and no one will ever remember it, hopefully. And that was it. So that was kind of the first proper meeting. It was the first day on air. So, you know, it was sink or swim in many ways. So you had to get along. And chemistry, I think, always tries to make it sound a little bit more sordid than what it is. But, you know, you can be mates and that's it. And that's not just Adrian. I keep pointing this way because our office is this way. But, you know, our various producers and researchers who I would be utterly lost without over here. You know, we're all going out tonight again and big sociable crowd. And, you know, we're very, very lucky. But, you know, that I think that it's not just Adrian, certainly, that the chemistry is there with. It's our entire team, and I honestly don't know what I'd do if it wasn't that way.
How do you feel about the rumours about you and Adrian?
Well, I just giggle about them, as we both do at this point. I mean, you can be friends with people, both men and women. I have lots of male friends. I have lots of female friends. That is the end of it. I just think it's almost like people want it to be true. And, you know, I wonder, did Fern and Philip get this? I think they probably did at the beginning. It's just interesting. It's given me a different insight, I suppose, into how things work over here, because I guess Northern Ireland is such a small place that, you know, this kind of would never happen because everybody knows everybody. But I suppose people don't know enough about me. They don't know my background. They don't know my history. They don't know if I'm married with kids, because I've never gone down the big press route at all. So I can maybe understand why people wanted to say things, but at the same time, I mean, I have to giggle about it. It's really the only way I can describe it. You look at it and think, I just sort of fold it up and put it away again.
So I'm going to look you in the eye and I'm going to ask you whether or not you and Adrian are having an affair.
No, I am not. Bloody hell. No, I am not.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.